there is an old saying that goes, "The king is dead. Long live the king." Now, that's a traditional proclamation when a new king is crowned. It usually refers to the death of the old king, hence the king is dead, and the rise or the coronation of a new king, hence long live the king. Now, that phrase is usually referring to two different people, the old king who's dead, the new king who's crowned. One king ascending the throne after the death of a previous king. But in Jesus' case, when we use it, we are talking about the same person. The king is dead, crucified, dead, buried. Long live the king. He is risen from the dead. The king is dead. Long live the king. And we recognize whenever there is a change in kingship, it's a big deal, isn't it? Because we know that life will never be the same. Right? There are certain events in our world, in our life, that when it happens, we instinctively know life would never be the same after that. Two examples very quickly. You know, what happened on September the 11th when the planes crashed into the Twin Towers in New York City? Those who watched the news that day knew the world would never be the same. It's the same thing with the pandemic just a few years ago. Instinctively, we knew that our world would never be the same. There's just some news in our world that will have far-reaching consequences. And we're talking about one today. He is risen. And there are eternal consequences to that. One of the first appearances of Jesus after his resurrection was to a woman named Mary. Now, Mary has been someone who's been following Jesus all her life. She was there when he was crucified, and she was outside the tomb crying because the Jesus that she's been following over the past few years never received a proper burial after his death. And so she wants to go to the tomb, and she recognized, wait, the body of Jesus is not in the tomb anymore. Somebody's taken the body away. But Jesus was standing right next to her. And he says one word, Mary. Instantly, she knew who that was. And she turns around and cries out, "Teacher!" Her Lord, the one that she's been following, who was dead, now he is alive. He is risen from the dead. Mary was the first witness to the greatest piece of news that changed all of history. And then Jesus says something to her that sounds very normal to us on first reading. Right? He says, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Did you notice that? Did you notice what was significant there? For the very first time in John's account of the gospel, for the very first time, he refers to his disciples as my brothers. And then he mentions my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Throughout John's account of the gospel, that personal touch was never there before this. Even though his disciples have been following him for the past 3 years at this point, Jesus never refers to them as his brothers in his account. Never refers to God as their God. Never was a close relationship because John understood all human beings, they were in darkness, standing before God, condemned. We didn't have a relationship with God. In fact, it was a broken relationship. We didn't know anything about God and what it means to be a part of the family of God. But here, after his resurrection, when he meets Mary, and he says to Mary, "My God and your God, my Father and your Father." This is the very first time we see this change in the relationship, this personal relationship. Jesus is no longer just their Lord, he is their brother. There is a big change in our relationship with God after Jesus' resurrection. God is no longer someone who's far off, standing over against us in judgment. We're no longer exiles and outcasts to God. After the resurrection of Christ, that broken relationship that has been restored, we are now part of the family of God. And those who call and believe in him, he calls them brothers and sisters. In other words, those who believe in him, trust in Jesus, they have been adopted, brought into the family of God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why he can say, I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. If you believe in Jesus Christ, God is your Father. God is now your God. Jesus' Father is our Father. We've been brought outside in, adopted into the family of God. We have a relationship with God. Not just any other relationship, but a familial relationship, a family where God is our Father, Jesus is our brother. That means we are no longer spiritual orphans, wandering around in this world, destitute, lonely. That means we no longer have to go through this world unloved, uncared for, because we have an almighty or powerful God, transcendent God, as our Father, loving Heavenly Father. And so when we believe in Jesus Christ, we are adopted into the family of God. Jesus is now our brother. We are his family. We can look to God and we can say, my God, my Father. And we gain a spiritual family with brothers and sisters in Christ. That is great news. Jesus is risen. And that changes everything for all of eternity. The king is dead. Long live the king. He is risen. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how that news, that resurrection, has changed everything. And that now there's a personal relationship. Just like Jesus calls Mary, he calls each one of us by our name. He knows us. He meets us where we are. And now we know that we can go through our world loved, cared for, redeemed, part of a wonderful family, the family of God, with our brothers and sisters next to us. And so, Father, help us by your Spirit to recognize, believe, embrace this today, that we may feel your love all the more and follow you all the closer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.